Although the Potawatomi tribe operates one of the most lucrative casinos in the state in downtown Milwaukee, tribal leaders decided long ago it would be unwise to base the tribe's financial future solely on gambling. Kip Ritchie is the vice president of the Tribal Development Corporation.
Because of the volatile nature of compacts, you know, we felt the need to want to diversify and be involved in other businesses.
Businesses like an ethanol plant in Iowa and an information technology firm in Crandon near the tribe's reservation. The tribe also co-owns a $43 million Marriott Hotel in Washington, D.C. in a partnership with the Wisconsin Oneida tribe and two smaller California tribes. The most recent venture for the Potawatomi is a $1 million investment in a California biotech firm that produces drug testing software for pharmaceutical companies. Ritchie says while gaming is still the tribe's primary business, it doesn't define who they are.
We're still rich in tradition and culture, and I think being good stewards of the resources that, you know, we've been fortunate to have with the success at our casino, I mean, to go out and create more jobs, you know, they talk about the brain drain. We're actually working actively and aggressively to create more technology jobs and to create more, you know, permanence downtown Milwaukee.
Ritchie says the recent state Supreme Court decision reaffirming the legal status of tribal gaming in the state will make it easier for the tribe to make more long-term investments in non-gaming businesses. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.